What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily digest in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, today we are following up on our episode from yesterday where we covered a new AI tool called Story AI, S-T-O-R-I. And I wanted to cover that tool yesterday because their whole service offering or value proposition here is that they're offering you marketing AI agents to perform certain marketing tasks for you, to help you build your brand, to help you publish content and with your content strategy, and to make recommendations and to help you with your publication schedule and creation of actual social media posts. And so today I just wanted to jump into the tool. I have gone ahead and signed up for the free trial, and I wanted to give it a little test run, see what the user experience was like, give you guys a couple peeks into the interface, and just do a little walkthrough on the tool today, see if it lives up to expectations for us here on the AI Marketing Navigator, if it can actually offload some work for us and be a helpful agent, as it were, or give us multiple helpful agents. So without further ado, I'm just going to go ahead and share my screen, and this will be a pretty video heavy episode. So definitely skip ahead if you're not planning on watching on video, or just make sure to test out the StoryBrand tool on your own time. Of course, the links are in the show notes. With that said, we are now looking at the dashboard for the Story tool. You can see it's pretty standard as far as our interface or dashboards go. We have several menu options on the left side of the screen. One is our dashboard itself. Under the content options, we have a calendar. We have content. Underneath our brand option, we have brand, library, connected accounts, and the integrations tab, which is coming soon. But the first thing we're seeing here is they're prompting us with a nice four-step process for getting our brand set up and getting our account set up. The first step is to start with brand, and it just says to tell us about your brand. So I'm going to go ahead and fill in these options here. And we get a choice between creating a company brand or a personal brand. So I really like that. Just kind of a choose your own adventure type step through here with the setup. We're going to be setting up a brand for Digital Pop. So we're going to be doing company. So we've decided on our brand type, and now we have moved on to brand creation. I'm just going to go ahead and read what the little story bot has said for us here, just in case there is anybody following along listening. It says, welcome to Story. Let's get started by creating your brand book foundation. What's your business name? The second little chat bubble says, does your business have a website? We can skip the rest of the chat if you send me the URL. Otherwise, I'll need to ask 2 to 3 questions about what you do before I can create a brand book for you. So I'm just going to go ahead and assume that we have websites out there if we're listeners here. And I'm going to import my URL for the sake of today's episode time. And if you do not have a URL or a website, definitely consider doing that before you start using Story. I think that's still going to be a huge important part of telling your brand story is just having a website for people to find it. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and import my URL and we will see what happens here. Just one moment. All right. So we have our URL pasted into the chat window here. Let's go ahead and send it and see what the bot comes back with. It says, great. I'll gather the information from your website to create your brand. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next step. And the next step asks us to adjust our branding. We can upload a logo. We can choose our primary and secondary colors and a little bit of a tagline. So I think I'm going to go ahead and enter that stuff in. I will just jump ahead one moment here while I do so. Okay, so I have gone ahead and uploaded my logo. It's cutting it off a little strangely. I'm not sure if that's the size that it needs to be. I did try and just keep it above the minimum size requirements. So we'll see if that causes any errors when we create or finish our brand. And then we got our primary purple and orangish pink here from the website. A little bit of a one-liner that I just threw together here for the tagline. So let's go ahead and click finish and see what the tool has given us here. Okay, and we have our little brand book here. I have to say, this is pretty cool. And it's definitely handy if you're starting from scratch, trying to kind of develop your brand maybe from day one. I think a tool like this would be great. I'm just going to go through a couple things here. If you're not watching along on video, basically what it's done is it's grabbed, obviously, our logo. I think it's supposed to generate a little logo icon or a logo mark. Not entirely sure there, but nothing is in that area. They give you a little tagline that I think was supposed to be inspired maybe by the tagline I represented. Theirs was empowering your digital journey. So again, a little jargony. I would probably tailor it a little bit more, edit it a little bit more, try and make it a little bit more specific to what Digital Pop can do for our customers. But they've grabbed our primary and secondary fonts, which is pretty cool. They've grabbed the colors that we shared, basically. And they've also given us a few different tones of each of those colors. So a little bit of a color palette generator as well. So kind of everything you need to start your brand from scratch, if that's what you're doing. I think if you have a developed brand, I don't see anything here that necessarily would be groundbreaking to your own brand book or your own brand guidelines, your own marketing strategy. I think some of this is somewhat generic. Customer personas, for instance, we have Startup Sarah, Scaling Sam, Manager Mike. So people at different stages in their business. If you don't have any customer personas, I think this is, again, a good place to start. So this tool, as far as like, hey, we can be your little brand department, your little marketing department right out the gate if you're starting your business right now and you have nothing to go off of. If you've been running your business for a little while, I would hope that maybe you have some customer personas at the least in mind that you're marketing to. Definitely document them somewhere. Always document anything you can. Same thing with like your audience here. They give you some audience suggestions. We get small business owners, medium-sized businesses, and non-technical managers. So again, I think useful stuff if you're starting from scratch. They also give you a mission and a vision and a value. So if you're struggle with writing like I do, I think having some starter language or some filler language in place for your mission and your vision and your value, stuff like that, is a great feature here. Moving back up the page, they also give you what they call a strategy, and the subtitle here is how and who we communicate with. At Digital Pop, we promise to deliver comprehensive, reliable, and expert digital services that empower businesses to succeed online. We ensure quality through our specialized focus on WordPress solutions and personalized support. So I don't really see so much how that's a strategy or how it tells us how and who we communicate with. Moving down, we have like a brand voice, how to express your brand. I think this one is helpful. Our voice combines clear and consistent messaging with a professional and supportive tone. Somewhat generic, I think. We aim to communicate effectively with our clients, reflecting our expertise and dedication to their success. A lot of this stuff is, like I said, somewhat generic. I think it applies to a lot of businesses. I think if you would probably feed more information into this, the tool here and the system, it would probably give you a little bit better of an output, a little more specified of an output. Okay, let's move on through the tool here. Just a couple more things I wanted to check out, but I think the brand book, again, I would highly recommend this if you are just getting started with your business, if you are just getting started with your brand, if you're looking to rebrand or something to that effect, definitely check out Story AI. I think this is a great little brand generation tool right here. Okay, and before we go on to the second step in their orientation or their launch walkthrough here, which is creating a post, I'm just going to hop into the other sections of the tool, just so anybody watching along on video can get a feel for what those look like. You have a pretty standard looking content calendar where you can look at the month or the week or the day and schedule your posts or create your post or look at what's being scheduled. You have content where you can manage your posts and content. As we start creating posts, or as you would start creating posts, I imagine they pop up here. And of course, there is a demo that's offered here, you guys. Definitely check out the link in the show notes. Sign up for a Story tool just to check it out for yourself and check out their demo. I just wanted to give you guys a quick bite of the apple here in your morning routine or whenever you listen to this very short podcast. So if you don't have time to hop onto the tool on your own time, you can at least figure out if it's something you want to check out or might be worth your time. Under the brand, you have that brand book at all times on the left-hand side of the screen here that you can always jump to. And I should mention also that you can regenerate these sections as well if you wanted to take another shot at it. Let's go ahead and try and regenerate the strategy or the brand promise, I guess. So that's, I find it interesting that they put the brand promise underneath the strategy. I'd like a little bit more of like a directional, or maybe some instructions here as far as like, hey, tactics to take today for your business and stuff like that. But again, when you have a tool like this that you're trying to apply to a mass level of users, I think it makes more sense at this stage to kind of aim for people who are just getting started. Like I said, those are the people that I think this could probably help the most. If anybody from Story sees this or hears this and wants to reach out and show me how it should actually be done and some more capabilities of the strategy tool here, I would be super elated and excited to talk with them. Anyway, they have a library for your assets. So you can upload certain assets and manage your assets here, marketing materials, images maybe that you want to include in your posts. I wonder also if maybe this is where you can upload some brand guidelines for the tool to learn or to use. Of course, you are going to be able to manage your connected accounts for all the socials that they allow you to connect. And it looks like they do have Reddit available right now. So that's cool. We've talked about how Reddit is definitely a new player, and not a new player on the web, but a new player in Google's search algorithm since the helpful content update. Reddit has been ranking quite high and gaining some attention among search engine marketers and managers. So I like to see that it's in the story tool here. And then again, we have the integrations that are coming soon. I mentioned this in yesterday's episode, but if you missed that, they have Dropbox coming, Slack, Jira, a project management software, GitHub, Notion, Zapier, Linear, tons of very popular tools. I like to see Zapier for sure, because you can integrate almost anything if it has a Zapier plugin or integration of its own, and many tools do. So, okay, let's go back to our dashboard and let's see what it looks like to create a post really quickly. The other steps I will probably save you guys from having to watch me go through, but that's just inviting members so you can collaborate with your team members and connecting the actual social accounts so you can publish to them. Let's see what the process looks like for creating a post. If you're watching along in video, you're basically seeing a little window here that they're called creator, and you get a brief, you can add some assets, and you get to connect the accounts that you would like. So for the brief, the little story chatbot here says, "Hello there, I'm here to help you create awesome posts. Let's get started. Briefly share with me the idea you want to turn into a post. P.S. I might ask 2 to 3 questions to make your post as awesome as possible." All right, so I think what I'll do is go grab an excerpt or a summary from one of our episodes and just give it some inspiration here to create a post. On the right side of the screen, if you're not watching along, we have the previews for all of our channels, what our post is going to look like in the channels. So that's really cool too. I do like this publisher interface, or this creation interface so far. Okay, so let me go grab some inspiration content for this creator here. Okay, so I have basically just grabbed the episode summary, the post summary from an episode from a few days ago, episode 83, where we talked about Claude LLM, or Claude from Anthropic, being the most recent lawsuit victim, I should say, or target from some publishers and authors. So I literally took the summary. I took the keywords and the takeaways that we include with each episode, as well as a couple action items for marketers. And just pasted that right into the creator here. So we'll see how it receives that information, and we'll see if it asks any follow-up questions to make our post as awesome as possible, as they say here. So let's go ahead and send that. The little chatbot here gives us a response. "Great, thanks for sharing. To make sure we get everything right, could you please tell me which social network you want to post this on?" So let's start with LinkedIn. Awesome. "Just a couple more quick questions to nail this down. What tone would you like to use for this post? Professional, casual, or something else?" Let's go like humorous, professional. Just blanking on my spelling, of course. Got it. "One last thing. Do you have any specific call to action, CTA, you want to include in the post?" So let's say we have like a PDF that is going to go along with that episode or something. Download our using LLMs safely guide. So that can be our call to action or something for this one. Let's go ahead and send that in. The little chatbot says, "Thank you for the details. Here's what we have for the LinkedIn post. Discussing AI tools like LLMs and avoiding copyright violations. Referencing a lawsuit against Anthropic for using pirated books. Emphasizing the importance of adding personal value and originality to AI-generated content." Okay, so let's go ahead and generate the post and see what it comes up with. And on the right side of the screen, we are seeing our LinkedIn post. And it doesn't look bad. It utilizes some emojis, that's for sure, after each paragraph. I don't mind that myself. I think they tend to kind of eye-catch and help make the post a little more colorful as you go through it. But let me just give it a little scan here quickly and see how it did in summarizing our episode. Okay, and it definitely nails the summary and everything. It does a good job of mentioning everything from the episode. It's really just kind of highlighting the episode itself, whereas typically I'll take my episode transcripts and just do a totally original post that doesn't really reference the episode summary or description, but summarizes in its own right the content of the episode. If you're following us on our socials, you'll know what I mean. If not, definitely give us a follow and or just check us out at The Digital Pop on X, and all the other socials are in the show notes. So that's kind of how we structure ours. So a little bit less referential to the actual episode itself, and more just about the episode content. But I do really like this. Again, I think this is a handy tool. I wouldn't change my workflow to include it, because we are having the LLMs themselves kind of do this generation work with my transcript directly. But if you're starting from scratch, again, if it's really day one for you as far as content creation, and you have a content calendar with post ideas, and you're just looking to quickly and efficiently generate LinkedIn posts, X posts, whatever it might be, this is definitely a good tool, I think. Okay, so I think that should about do it for a little bit of a tour of the Story AI tool. Definitely check out the link in the show notes. Sign up for an account yourself so you can get a better idea of what the tool might be able to do for you. I think it falls a little bit short of what I had in mind as far as this agentic or agent AI agent experience. I don't think, you know, when I came across it just after having experienced or learning about the Einstein agents, I had a little bit more something like that in mind, something that could maybe plug into a CRM, something that can take actions autonomously 24/7 based on that CRM data. So that is, I think, the next step for us as marketers as far as these agents go. This is an awesome tool, though. Story AI, definitely check it out. Use it for inspiration and to help get your brand and publishing off the ground. If I hadn't already had a set up brand book or brand guidelines, brand book as they call it in the tool here, or a somewhat established publishing workflow, this would definitely have helped me get both of those going. So highly recommend Story AI to just help you build your brand and get content out there as a solo publisher, as a freelancer. Definitely check it out. I think the big dream is going to be when Salesforce or HubSpot apply these same principles that Salesforce used for these Einstein agents to marketing tasks. I think sales is obviously going to be the first one that they tackle. And when HubSpot, I think HubSpot really has to have their agents right around the corner. I'm a HubSpot user myself. I ride that bandwagon. So I can't wait to see what they do with the agent experience. Again, I'm sure they'll attack sales first. It's such a task heavy, daily repetitive task heavy occupation. And obviously so super important to every industry and every business. If you're not making sales, you're not going to be in business for very long. Okay, I think that about does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.